You're listening to a Rare Drop podcast. Check us out at raredrop.co.
When your coffee is freshly roasted and ethically sourced, it's music to your ears. Shake up the way you wake up at kingscoastcoffee.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Broman Show. This is episode 154. We literally just went over that. I messed it up. But I'm joined by some incredible guests today. I'm joined by Matt and Joe from Guardians Mental Health, a mental health focused nonprofit that operates in the gaming space. They do a lot. We're going to have a lot of really cool discussions. I got to move my monitor out of my camera there. We're going to have a lot of cool discussions. But first, I will toss it to Matt and Joe to introduce themselves and let everybody know a little bit about what you do and how you got involved with Guardian Mental Health. I think it's a good place to start.
Chronologically, Joe, you should go first.
Okay, then Joe's going first.
My name's Joe Telesk. I am one of the founders and the executive director of Guardians Mental Health. I pretty much, my day-to-day role with Guardians Mental Health is keeping the ball rolling, work with all the different programs, help uplift different things that we're doing at the time. And I do all the paperwork and all the nonprofit related stuff, which is just so entertaining for people to listen to on that end right there, because it's just a lot of paperwork. But that's essentially what I do right there. Matt.
My name is Matt Liardi. I am a licensed clinical social worker. Started working with Guardians Mental Health 2020. Been 2 years already, over 2 years now. Basically, just started off as just like a mental health professional, kind of overseeing some of the stuff we do within the Discord server, some of the things that we put out online, and then was offered by Joe and our clinical director, Dr. Williams, to be one of the clinical directors on board. And now really my job is to oversee the day-to-day interactions that we have with outside sources, outreaching various other nonprofits or other individuals to kind of help facilitate and add to what we do with our mental health kits. And also just making sure everything that we put into those kits is appropriate and clinically sound. And that's my job, the long and short of it.
That's a complex job. I mean, when that actually leads perfectly into kind of one of the first questions that I wanted to ask, which was, you know, there's, I don't want to call it red tape, but there are a lot of guardrails, right, in the mental health space, to designed to make sure that what is being delivered to the patient or to the person who's in need is actually effective from a therapeutic or like service standpoint. So it's a gigantic question, but yeah, you know, how do you look at a space like the online space, the gaming space, and what was it like to try and tackle that and wrestle the framework into like workable products that end up out there, you know, in the ether for people to interact with and to seek help for or with?
Yeah, I think the general idea is we're not a replacement for mental health therapy or treatment in that sense, right? So even in the space, when I'm on Twitch with Guardians Mental Health, or even if I'm in the server, it's very clear that I'm not anybody's therapist, right? If you're coming into the chat and you're asking, you know, significant questions, I'm going to refer you to like look at someplace else, or let's figure out how to find a therapist in your area. I think that's the biggest way to handle that sort of red tape is I'm not anybody's therapist within the online space, I should say. You know, I think that's first thing that we make very, very clear. When we're at conventions, we do the same thing. You know, the kits that we have that we provide to people, it's not a replacement. And it's actually something that we suggest you work in tandem with a mental health professional. And so within the kits, we have ways to find one, ways to seek out therapy, whether you have insurance, don't have insurance, if you're looking to privately pay. We kind of explore and make sure we hit all angles because everybody's life situation is different. There is a privilege to insurance, and there's also the circumstance of not having it. So we make sure that we include both sides of that spectrum. In regards to what we promote and the specific techniques that we have out there, it's a matter of just looking at what is, you know, myself and Dr. Williams, what is being used, what do we use in our practices that we can transcribe that anybody could potentially use, right? And when I say that, I mean, we look at some deep breathing exercises, we look at grounding techniques, very simple things that, in a sense, we teach to our true clients that we serve, right? So these are these are easily digestible. They're not something that you need a doctorate or a master's degree to sort of kind of look at and, you know, be able to utilize in a day-to-day practice. So that's kind of what we wanted to make sure was in the kits and make sure that what we're sharing, you know, has been reviewed by other scientists or other individuals within the mental health space that say, like, no, clinically, this is accurate. This is, you know, through rigorous studies, utilizing these techniques have shown to reduce anxiety or to reduce stress. And to not go on too long of a tangent, I think the other thing that I also preach really is when we talk about mental health, it's not a cure. There is no cure for depression, let's say, right? There's things that can help to alleviate the symptoms. There's things that we can do to work with or around the symptoms, but there is no cure, right? You know, you have a headache, you take Tylenol, typically it goes away. Depression, mental health, it's a little bit different. And so that's the other thing too. We stress that to a lot of people who come and talk or who request the kits, that this is not a cure, nor are we a one-stop shop for anything. It's these are the techniques that you could use, and these are the ways to find the professionals.
Yeah.
That's everything that awesome answer.
It is an awesome answer.
I apologize. I'll run on tangents.
No, so that was so like so good. Joe, what were you gonna say?
No, I was just gonna, piggyback off that. All the resources and information that we provide to people through Guardians Mental Health is all, like Matt said, vetted and gone through by our clinical team members, Matt and Dr. Williams and several others, that everything is evidence-based. Nothing is just kind of pulled off, Dr. Google and thrown out there for everybody to see. Everything comes evidence-based, and Dr. Williams is very strict with that end of it as well, too. Everything has to be clinical, and which is fantastic for everyone. And we've always prided ourselves with continuing our mission with boosting accessibility to meaningful resources. So we do everything we can on top of the KITS program and other programs to be able to provide, access to resources for everybody, because not everybody might have, might go through Google searches and this and that, and it's just endless. But if you're in a place where you have access to resources that are vetted by mental health professionals, you feel a little bit more at ease that you're getting good resources. And like Matt said, we're not a one-stop shop, and we never pretended to be. We uplift several other organizations that we work with on a weekly basis. And when an individual reaches out to us, say in the peer-to-peer support network that we have, we will actually we will identify that another organization or group could be best suited for assisting them. And we'll actually bridge the connection between the two so they can get the best next step resources available to them. So it's one of those things that just we've always been ongoing working on. And I just wanted to piggyback off what Matt said and add that.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's awesome. The work that you all are doing and the collaboration. And like we were saying before we got started, you all have a lot of tools out there. So before we get into that, And now that you've proved to literally anyone listening that you are clinically backed, and you're, and I think that's mental health is a huge part of my life. I got diagnosed with ADHD when I was 8, so I've kind of always had mental health at the front of my experience just as being a human. What brought about the founding of Guardians Mental Health? Let's take it back to the beginning and then roll forward. Ooh, from there. Yeah,
that's a long story. No, how much time do we have?
About an hour. So.
Okay, I'll speed it up. No,
TLDR, Joe. TLDR.
Really, we had a really organic, grassroots beginning. We started out with being a gaming group. I think originally we were playing with, through groups like Dads of Destiny and stuff like that. And we were raising, always were interested in, raising awareness for other causes and stuff like that in the gaming space. But we identified that, there wasn't a lot of awareness for mental health in the gaming community. And it was so important. And it's such a unique platform to have access to, because somebody who might not be open to talking eye to eye with each other, like, at GCX, I couldn't say hi to you. I'm going to go around that again. No, but sitting in their safe space on their couch, in their office, in their chair and playing a game, they're more vocal, they're more relaxed, and it creates a unique opportunity to provide support and resources for somebody. So it started out as a peer-to-peer support network and providing resources for individuals and raising awareness for mental health and gaming. And as the first 2 years went on, we were raising awareness for other mental health nonprofits that were making real positive impacts in the community. I mean, RAD is absolutely an amazing organization. And after the first two years, we started identifying areas that were really were going underrepresented for opportunities to really make an impact. And after identifying these areas and seeing that we could really bring something unique and special to the community, to everyone in and out of the community, as well as stand shoulder to shoulder with our peer organizations. Now, we decided to take that first step with getting our 501c3 status. And that is a beast of a process. I'm not gonna lie.
Do you have just a quick answer for this one, but do you have any advice for someone who's looking to found a nonprofit?
Yes. Get a lawyer. That's your first one.
Good advice.
There are certain attorneys out there that specialize in the formation of nonprofits, whatever status you're looking for. Do not go through LegalZoom or anything like that. It is, you're going to hit a roadblock. It's going to be terrible. Reach out and do your research. Know that you want to do this. If you're passionate about it, you know this is the step you want to take. Take it, but also do your research and find a nonprofit attorney that will help you along the way. They will help you every step of the way. Make sure everything's filed correctly, because a lot of those forms are very confusing, and they will help you get off the ground and be supportive every step of the way. And it took about a year and a half to get our status, and I filled out, I don't know how much paperwork. It was probably the size of a dictionary. I mean, it was outrageous. And I remember way back, I was talking to Jason Docton, who is the founder of RAD. And I asked him about it, just because we were contemplating going for our status. And he goes, "Don't you?" He goes, "It's a piece of a process." He goes, it was hard. And he goes, "But talk to this person." And he gave me some great support and some direction and everything. And here we are today. And after we received our 501c3 status, we started really taking steps forward to boost accessibility for resources and guiding individuals to next step support. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Matt has done an incredible job ever since coming on and brought us to all new levels. And I couldn't thank him enough. I mean, it's been an absolute amazing ride so far. And today we just dropped a new program that we've been working on. And I'm very excited for that. Yeah, we actually just released our own app.
You're okay. We're, oh my God. Okay, so we're going to get there.
Okay,
we'll get there. That's really exciting. I actually didn't know about that, so that's on me. But I did want to talk about you've already mentioned multiple programs like in our discussion already, which I think is really cool, because when a company or a nonprofit is doing something in a space and they're operating, they're trying to meet as many needs as possible, there's always just tons of stuff flying around. One of the things that popped out for me on your website is the streamer bot that cross indexes, all of these mental health resources, and you can have them available in your chat 24/7. From my side of things as a broadcaster, and I'm sure that this builds into why you designed it, but I get mental health questions all the time, and I have a background of working in mental health before streaming on Twitch, along with it being like a lifelong process for me. So I can handle those conversations, but I'm not a professional, and I always end up redirecting people to a professional. But for somebody who has absolutely no idea what's going on, and somebody shows up in their chat, and they say, I'm feeling suicidal, or I'm depressed. What do? I haven't been able to get out of my bed for weeks because I just feel so sad. This is all stuff I've seen in my chat before. So having a resource like that feels crucial. It feels like something that needed to be there. So I'd love to just know a little bit about, how do you go about identifying areas of need in the gaming community? And then let's talk about the app.
Yeah,
for sure.
You said it exactly as the reason why the RTS bot is there. Streamers were any and all streamers. It goes back to those, which is it's starting to become like a popular word that everybody's seen, like the parasocial relationships, right? Where everybody is sort of opening up and flooding into streamers' chats and, really talking about their lives very on a personal level. And it's overwhelming for anybody, even as myself as a professional in that intake session, sometimes it gets very overwhelming, even for me. So I can only imagine when a streamer is doing it and their job is focusing, entertaining and doing things, reading chat, talking with mods really quick and still trying to, beat Oryx in King's Fall. It's rough. That's the exact reason that the bot is there, because somebody comes in who mentions, this idea of wanting to hurt themselves or suicide. I don't want to say it's not 100% a responsibility on a streamer to stop everything that they're doing and address that for a multitude of reasons. One, it's not your job, but also two, you can take the extra step like, hey, that's not something I can handle! !Suicide in chat. We'll bring you to the suicide prevention hotline. We'll bring you to the crisis text line, right? It's this idea of just giving streamers a tool to help mitigate those situations as they come up. You don't alienate. Mm-hmm. You're not kicking them right away, but you're human and saying like, hey, I can't deal with this, but I know someone who can. So that is one of the main reasons. And as far as needs within the gaming community or just in general, I hate to be that guy, but we do look a lot at what Twitter has to say sometimes, right? We see what's going on. Our ambassadors too that we have within our organization are very vocal with us about what they're seeing in the community and what they're seeing. A couple of weeks back, could be a little bit more, but I know me and Joe had a conversation what can we do to address the harassment side of things when everything came out with people harassing Bungie employees? What can we do? What's out there, right? the aspect of trauma dumping within streamers streamers channels. How do we address that, or how could we help with it, I should say. And a lot of that was, we conducted some trainings and did some talks with streamers and our ambassadors to help, one, protect them, to kind of set the boundaries when it comes to stuff like that, but also how to, you know, manage and maintain it within their chats and their communities, right? And so we've had a lot of, you know, within our own internal streamers, we've talked with them, but even outside groups have come to ask us, like, how the hell do we deal with this? And I'm like, well, let's talk. So that we follow a lot of the, just a lot of the trends that we're seeing online, and also, and myself and Dr. Williams look at it from a clinical sense, like, okay, what's already out there that we could sort of utilize within the gaming space to help address this, or to give some tools to additional people. So that's the long and short of what we try to do.
I was going to say, that's, I mean, it's what's incredible to me is when I was looking through everything that you all do, it feels very responsive, which, like, I know is, everyone's like, oh, you want to be proactive, but like, stuff changes in the gaming space so quickly. And to really, like, methodologies that are effective, like, 6 months ago, when it comes to communication, can completely change. I always like to talk about, for me, it was like everyone was on Skype when I started streaming. Everyone was on Skype. Right. And then Discord showed up. And within a matter of months, Discord consumed, like, all communication. Everybody moved to Discord. Things like that can happen at a moment's notice. And especially, I would say, lately and during the pandemic, when everyone spent so much time inside. And everybody, you know, everyone spent, I feel like it was a perfect storm. Everyone spent a lot of time inside. Everybody was like, let me download this clock app. Let me find out what this TikTok is about. And then TikTok is very, very good at figuring out if you or someone you love suffers from any sort of mental mental health issue. And then it starts targeting you with content. It figured out that I had ADD, like, immediately. And I know that's the joke, is everyone has ADD on TikTok, which, like, I mean, the app is literally quick hit dopamine. Like, why wouldn't you be there?
Yeah.
You have rolled out a lot of tools to help people and to help connect people. You've mentioned your Discord server and things like that. And so I'm really curious, given the really agile nature of how you respond to everything, now you're launching an app. And, like, tell me about the app. Like, what brought that about? What are we, what are you hoping to accomplish with the app? Like, what is that bringing to the table, for everybody, streamers, people seeking help?
Yeah. I think it was born out of a conversation, really. How do we hit international? Right. Because we, so our mental health kits, not to confuse two programs in one,
sure,
but our mental health kits that we send out, We're searching for ways to ship them internationally. There was such a huge request for it.
Yeah.
Financially, though, it was just, unfortunately, not in the wheelhouse. And we hated that, right? And so our first answer to that was, okay, let's make them digital. And so Joe and our graphic designer, also whose name is Joe, but goes by Irresolute Online, worked hard on making the graphics and making a digital mental health kit that can just be easily downloaded. And then me and Joe again were like, what's the next step? And then the scene from Rick and Morty comes into my head. Do you want to develop an app?
Hey, you want to develop an app?
He actually sent that gift.
I did. Develop an app? Hey, would you like to develop
amazing
an app? And so that was the gift that I sent to Joe. And I think within seconds, Joe, you had, like, all right, I've already emailed a few people.
It's been something that's been on my mind for several months, and our programmer was kind of hesitant about it. But as soon as Matt brought it up, it's like, I have all of this, all these files and everything ready to go. And it was really just like Matt said. And it's also our next step with boosting accessibility even further. If you look through Google Play and, you know, the Apple Store, and you look for mental health resources, there's not really much. I mean, there's, you know, meditations, breathings, you know, there's some resources, but there's not really, you don't know if there's anything clinical behind it. So with having all of our digital mental health kits, we have four different ones right now, and we're adding a fifth here soon. They were all over the place. So each physical kit comes with a digital companion, and at our booths, you can get those, but they're everywhere. How can we put them all in one place to make them even more easily accessible? And that was one of the first things that we added to the app, was all the digital mental health kits. And each one has focus resources inside it for different focus topics and different focuses in each. And then also with providing those resources, we looped the entire RTS library directly into the app. So no matter where you are, anywhere in the world, you can have access to meaningful mental health and crisis resources straight through a free app. And mm-hmm. we don't collect any data on our app. It's free. It's there for everyone to use to try and make a positive impact and, you know, change for everyone for the better. So we put that all out, and as time goes on, we're already identifying different areas from internal testings and everything for adding new features to it as we go. And it's going to be fantastic, especially for the international community and gamers everywhere. I mean, it's really something that we've been very excited for. And I know we've driven our programmer, Mark, pretty insane, but it's all with love.
We have.
But it's been fantastic so far.
It's incredible to me to hear the passion that I keep hearing from both of you is this passion for access, mm-hmm. which is just something that I mean, going from finding out that you might need some mental health assistance and sorting through unending amounts of information. It's really difficult, even if you just want to nail down a therapist. And as you met, as Matt mentioned earlier, even things like insurance are absolutely a privilege. I spent a vast majority of my adult life without insurance until a few years ago. So what, you know, what is it about providing access to people that, like, what's behind that drive? Like, what you meant, like, I was doing my research on you. Your team has grown so much. You have 16 volunteers, like a 16 volunteer team running all of this stuff. What is the passion, you know, this can be for you two individually or as an organization, about expanding access? Where did that start?
Yeah, individually for me, it's sort of my profession. You know, being a social worker, it's kind of one of those things, right? It's this idea to, at least the way that I interpret and view it, it's breaking down one stigma, but also two, being sort of the middle guy to be like, hey, these are the people who can help, right? A large portion of what my job is now on a clinical sense is linking people to the services that they need. So a lot of times I'm meeting with people now in my full-time job of who are in very, I don't want to use the word bottom, very difficult situations, I think is the easiest way that I can put it, whether coming just out of the hospital, dealing with some substance abuse issues, things like that, not in great places. My job is to link them with almost everything that they need. And in not to pat myself on the back a little bit, I'm kind of good at it. So yeah, there was,
that's your job.
There
was, we'd some, help you're
yeah. Right. Yeah, there was something too that was like, oh, I'm damn good at this. Because it was just the idea of finding one who's available, two, who is good at what they do, and sharing that with other people, right? Because I think for a long, long time, it was this hidden sort of like, you have to know a guy who knows the other guy. Growing up in Brooklyn, it was always that way. You know a guy who knows this guy who can get you, you know,
right.
you know, 20 pounds of lobster for only 10 bucks, but it's fresh lobster.
I knew the Brooklyn was going to come in.
This guy over here's got great mental health.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Great mental health offerings. You won't believe it. It's so good.
What happened? You can't pay attention? Right, listen, I know a guy who will take care of you and you'll be all right.
Wow.
Awesome. It really was that idea of like, well, let me share this with everybody who will listen, who needs it, right? And it was a matter of making a phone call. Who's doing this? Who has this? Who has availability that can do this? And spreading the resources. And I think in regards to Guardians, it was that idea of just spreading it to everybody who either needs or wants or who's looking for. I love the Twitter DMs when they say, like, listen, I'm looking for, I have somebody who's in need of services. They're looking for a particular therapist. They need somebody who specializes, you know, in DBT or CBT. And I'm like, here's a list of 20 in your area, mm-hmm. right? And here's a list of 5 who will work with you if you don't have insurance, right? I love doing that. I think it's because it's needed. And the last thing I want to do is gatekeep anything, right? There's another reason why I love Destiny is because that's sort of starting to be broken down too, of like, stop gatekeeping raiding, stop, you know, invite everybody, teach everybody, be the Sherpa. And probably another reason why I was drawn to Guardians Mental Health in a sense. So that's for me individually, and I'll shut up now. Joe.
It came right from the beginning. And personally, I was going through, I suffered from anxiety quite bad anxiety, and I actually was medicated talking to my professional. But with playing online, like I was saying earlier, it's such a unique opportunity. Playing with these massive, you know, online games, I started developing, you know, friendships, relationships, and people started opening up and stuff, and it really turned into, when you're in that sort of frame of mind, or certain people are in that kind of frame of mind where you're having anxiety and you're stressed out, you can't really think of good places to get, like, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go for that. Like, I don't even know where to start looking. And it started out with being just a selfless thing of, I'll help you, you know, let's look together. You know, this is a great place to start, you know. And it started with that peer-to-peer, you know, support, with helping provide, you know, these resources for gamers that I was meeting and playing with that I related to and felt, you know, like this is really something that should be more accessible to everybody, and just not resort to just a Google search. And, you know, if you got a good SEO, I mean, anything could pop up first, and there's some questionable stuff that pops up. So having things that have been vetted and, you know, a good next step really drove me to really push for the accessibility. And it's been the drive ever since. And it's part of our mission, you know, is to, you know, find new ways to boost accessibility for people, because even with the tools and resources we have now for people, we're still going to run into individuals who are struggling with it still. So if we can provide even more, it creates more opportunities for an individual to find, you know, the right resource for them, or just reach out to us or somebody that might be able to help them. I mean, like Matt said, our team members are absolutely fantastic with guiding individuals and hearing that, you know, listening to them and, you know, finding them great resources. And because of what we do, I still volunteer as a crisis counselor with Crisis Text Line. That's just in my own time, several times a week. I'm a night owl. I'm middle of the night. I'm up. So and it's always been one of those things with trying to assist individuals with having an outlet, as well as providing them next step resources. And it's just always been a drive for me.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing that, both of you. I appreciate it. So What is it like trying to coordinate a team of 16 volunteers all year?
I put it all on Matt.
Ah.
chaos? Organized chaos? It's organized chaos in a sense that we have great volunteers who will, and I say this with absolute love, who will DM me and be like, gotta have a mod meeting, Matt. You're right. We missed the last month. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Having great people around us who equally care help. You know, everybody that's on this team is amazing in their own way. They bring something new and different to the table, whether it's mental health focused or just organizational focused, how to, you know, how to work with everybody, how to set up meetings, how to get, you know, how to start up, you know, who taught me how to use Twitch, for Christ's sake,
yeah.
And who taught me how to use OBS. You know, so it's easy when you have a team like we do, who's just equally as dedicated. And I actually encourage, like, no, call me out when I miss a meeting, call me out when I'm late, call me out when I'm this, because you all know me, I'm doing 30,000 things at once. So it's great to have a team like that too, who will just, you know, be open and honest with you. Like, yeah, we need this right now. Okay. Gotcha. Let's go. That's helpful.
I was looking through the list of everyone who works with you, and I'm like, everyone has a role, right? Like everybody. It's not just something you can kind of hop in and volunteer for. You've set such a high bar that everything is vetted. People are professionals. People are approaching things from that way. I don't know. It makes a lot of sense. Your answer is basically like everyone is super passionate about this. And so we stay on top of each other. Right.
And I mean, as far as volunteers go too, right. Anybody who wants to can obviously, you know, apply. We don't, as far as within our Discord server, I should say, the moderators that are in there, very few are actually full-blown mental health professionals like myself. Mm. But the one thing that we do as well, we offer and kind of, I don't want to use the word force, but we tell everybody, listen, if you want to continue, you have to take, it's the mental health first aid training. So, and that training goes through like how to handle certain situations, really how to talk to individuals who might be going through a mental health crisis and what to do next. And then on top of that, we also work with Psych Armor too, who just kind of continues to reinforce that of how to work with individuals, how to talk to them. And so we make sure that anybody who is, you know, a moderator or volunteering within our server at least goes through that, just so that way it's the last thing you ever want to do is throw anybody into, you know, throw them to the wolves. Yeah. Good luck. Have fun. See if you can swim. I mean, that's what happened to me when I was an intern. It was just like, here you go, have fun. And I swam.
And that's scary.
It is scary.
Yeah. And that's the last thing I want to do to anybody else.
So we really try for our team members. And I mean, not all of our volunteers are actually listed on the website and team members. Mm-hmm. We have a development team that's not added on there as well. I've been slacking on that. I apologize. We have some hidden pages that I've been working on, and I'll get them out there. But we never wanted to throw anybody to the wolves. So as time progresses, when team members come on, we want everyone to have a firm understanding and knowledge and be comfortable with having those difficult conversations with individuals and, you know, within the network. So when, like Matt said, we do provide them certifications and trainings to get them off the ground, but also experience on top of it. And then Matt and Dr. Williams also do tailored trainings as well for our internal team members to prepare them even more. So we don't want anybody going out there just kind of, you know, like Matt put it, thrown to the wolves. So they, you know, our Matt and everybody really take that next step with really going the extra mile with making sure everybody is prepared. And if they're not prepared, if it's, you know, something that they thought they were interested in and it's not working out, that's fine. You know, none of us are paid at Guardians Mental Health. We're all volunteers, Matt, myself included. None of us get a paycheck. Everything that comes in goes directly to the programs to try and make positive impacts. So we're all very passionate about this, and we all believe in the mission we set out for. So having that that sort of energy on the team really helps us, you know, keep moving forward with, you know, making a positive change for everybody and, you know, creating those safe spaces. So Matt focuses mainly with the clinical and the moderators and the peer-to-peer support network. He's been dipping over in the ambassador side, and I kind of focus over there with the ambassador lead over there. And all together, we all work very well together, and it's been great so far.
So for somebody who is interested in coming alongside of you to volunteer or to work with you, where should they start?
GuardiansMentalHealth.org. There's an application right there. There's also our email address. Twitter DMs are always open.
Anywhere.
It's kind of an anywhere thing. And it's funny, we all have the login, so it's just a matter of who gets to it first, and we'll respond. Right. It's very funny because we'll always. Did you respond to that? Did you open that? See that ping? Did you get it? But basically anywhere, because community is one of the biggest parts, I think, as well, too, of Guardians Mental Health when it comes to support, but also when it comes to just resources that we. Some, you know, that we will put in the RTS spot. You know, obviously there, anything that is given to us is reviewed by myself and Don Williams, but it's community that sends it out to us and says, hey, I've used this website before, or I've talked to these people and they've helped me a lot. And again, we'll gladly put it. So community is huge, and that's why we're just open on everywhere.
So for somebody who is, you know, let's say they're going through a tough time right now, or they're realizing that they maybe need a little bit of extra help. What is it like when for somebody, what is it like for somebody who, you know, when they first enter into the Guardians Mental Health community? You've mentioned your Discord a lot. You know, what can somebody expect? Because I know for me, anytime I'm looking to get like help, I'm always super anxious. I'm like, this is a new place, these are new people, I don't know, I don't want to say anything stupid. But you know, what's that first interaction like? What do you seek to do when you're welcoming people into the community or welcoming people in that might need help?
A lot of it at that point is somebody's coming in and seeking out help. It's a lot of listening on our end. Because the more that, not necessarily the more that somebody shares, but just, you know, as you let people talk about what might be going on, you start to formulate, and this is something that I tell our mods a lot, let them talk, try not to interject, or, you know, make sure that they know that you're still there and still responsive to them, but let them sort of vent out kind of a lot what's going on, because through that information, you're going to kind of find the resource that they really need. Right. So if you have somebody who has said a couple of times as an example that they're, you know, they're drinking too much. Right. And it's causing this and it's causing that, you know, right there, you know, all right, well, there's a few resources in the bot that I could potentially talk to them about, you know, and that's twofold. One, that makes the person who's coming in seeking help feel like they're actually being listened to because we're allowing them that space to talk. Is this aspect of not being judgmental and not, you know, no interrupting, things like that. But then also on the flip side for the moderator, there is this sense of like, okay, I know where to send them, or I know what to say, or I know how to kind of like bring up the idea of, you know, these are the people that might be able to support you even more than we can. I'm here to listen. I'm here to talk. I'm here to kind of help, but ultimately our job is to get you to or give you the resource that we know that can assist you, right? And a lot of times that conversation goes really well because it's really that mini, what, you know, what's going on, what do I need, where the hell do I find it? And that's really what, and that's the largest part that we do is here's where you can find it. And so that's, I guess, in a nutshell, I should say what happens if somebody comes in seeking out help. You know, we have had a few times the very, you know, vocal where they're coming in saying that they're going to harm themselves. And right away, what I do and what I tell the mods, it's not necessarily that we're being dismissive, automatically give those numbers on who to call, right? Hmm. Because we're, again, we know who we are and we know who we're not. We're not a crisis line. We're a suicide prevention line. But we want to make sure we give that right away so that way they can start that process. And we've told people like, hey, we'll continue to talk to you while you have them on speakerphone until somebody picks up, right? Because sometimes the wait can be a minute or two. While you, so we'll still talk to you, but we really think, you know, sounds like you're not in a great headspace. Let's keep talking, but let's also make sure we contact somebody else in the meantime. It's a balancing act sometimes too.
Yeah,
I will say.
And we do keep dropping our, you know, our Discord, but we do, since we're based online primarily for gamers and we want to be where gamers are.
Yeah.
We do have individuals that reach out pretty much on every single platform and, you know, form of communication. We'll get emails. We'll work with people through DM on Twitter, on any social media. We've had people whisper on Twitch and we'll work with them. Yeah. And, you know, on that platform. And then the great thing about Discord, it really provides us more opportunity and functionality to be able to create a safer space. But also, if, like you said earlier, you're kind of, you know, a little anxious, shy, you don't really want to, you know, don't know everybody.
Yeah,
we have private rooms that you can talk to one of the team members privately. So it's not in front of everybody and you're not venting it, you know, publicly. You can talk to us one on one or with team members, and our team members will work together through those conversations as well. And Matt and Doc overlook them as well. You know, they see in, so all the professionals are, you know, overseeing a lot of these conversations that are happening, and they're always accessible to help provide support on the back end to guide any team member who has built that rapport up with the individual, because we don't want our team members just jumping in and throwing a line in. We want that individual who first reached out and opened the conversation up. We want them to keep building that rapport. The person's comfortable with you, and we'll work with them behind the scenes to help them along the way. And it's really been a great process so far. But, you know, like the RTS library, if you're not comfortable, you know, looking for resources, if you're accessing it on Discord, because it's available on four different platforms, you can interact with the entire RTS library privately on Discord. So if you're even looking for resources, you can look for them privately through whatever server may have it. So
you're also providing an excellent way for people to, you know, self-discover any of these resources, you know, without the guidance, if they're feeling anxious. That's how I am when I get really stressed out. That's why I wanted to ask specifically. So, you know, we're coming up on time here, but it's Guardians Mental Health. It's Destiny. You have special kits. You know, what is it? I'm sure people would be mad at me if we left. Yeah. Without asking, you know, what was it like getting in contact with Bungie and trying to set up these kits and everything like that? You know, I get asked all the time, you know, like, what is it like to, you know, work with Bungie? And like, you know, we've had them out at GCX and things like that. But obviously you're working with them in a nonprofit, another type of nonprofit capacity. So I'd love to know how all that got started. And
on the site too, Matt has been working with them to provide resources on the Bungie.net site through help tab. So if you look on the Bungie site, you'll actually see mental health resources in the help drop down, and those are all the resources that Matt and Doc have worked with Bungie to provide to the community, plus a new feature they added in game is mental health support, you know, mental health resources right at the load screen. It doesn't come up every time, but we've had people take screenshots of when it does, and, you know, to try and make people more aware that mental health resources are available in game as well too, for the for all guardians.
So all this stuff on the websites, you all help them set that up. That's absolutely incredible. Yeah. That's incredible.
Again, and the one thing that I teach is the how to find a therapist. That was one of my favorite things to write, because it does exactly that. It talks about, if you have the privilege of insurance, here's who you should contact. But if you don't, here are the other options and resources that are available to you. So that's one of my favorite ones that I got to write. And also the trauma one as well, too, because when Season of the Haunted came out,
yes,
it touched upon all of that.
Yep.
And
Yeah, it sure did.
I am man enough to say I cried during the whole Zavala story.
I was so proud of that, with having that done. I actually printed it out and put it onto frames and sent it to Matt.
Mine hangs so over there. Cool.
But in regards to for the kit, I mean, Joey, you got to tell the story about the legal department really quick when they called us.
It was kind of a sidestep. One of our friends that we've worked with at Bungie in the past with things reached out to me, wanted to introduce me to somebody from the legal department there with a question. And it turned into an inquiry that they were letting us know that they were going after a trademark. And they didn't want to impede on anything. You know, they just wanted to make us aware. But we owned the trademark already.
Right.
So they were not aware of that. But while I had their legal department, I said, hey, I got an idea. What do you think about us? Because we came from the Destiny community. We're all very passionate about it. And we love the community so much. We really wanted to do something for the Destiny community and create a tailored mental health kit specifically for Guardians. And the team, I don't want to say his name, but
sure,
the Bungie team member was like, great idea. We're for it. Let me get a few producers with you. And then I let Matt know. I go, hey, remember that idea I had? Well, this and that happened. And now we have a meeting with Bungie, and it was very exciting. And so it went from the legal department with an inquiry letting us know, and turned into working with them to create a mental health kit. And it was fantastic working with them. Nicola was absolutely amazing with his graphic design on everything, and so much love got poured into that kit specifically. And it's bilingual as well, so it's in English and Spanish, that way it can reach more individuals. The guided meditation was great, because Doc has always wanted to do one, and right at the end of the call, when we have a huge list of stuff that we're working on, my head almost exploded when he goes, I have an idea for a guided meditation. And he asked for all this stuff. I was like, oh, I need another folder. It killed me, but it worked out so perfectly. And I asked them for permission. We're friends with one of our friends is Brendan O'Neill. And so I was like, well, what if we got, you know, some people from the community to voice parts of the guided meditation? And it was all focused and centered in the Destiny universe. It would be really amazing. So Brandon was absolutely cool with it. And when we asked for approval from Bungie, they said, yeah, he's got a contract with us. And, you know, non-disclosure, yeah, you guys are fine. Work together. And their audio department actually helped work on the audio a little bit as well. So it was a really amazing opportunity to work with so many team members at the Bungie studio to make this kit happen, and it turned out so amazing, and has reached so many individuals that I absolutely love it. Every step of the process has been absolutely amazing.
What a what an what an incredible story to sort of like wrap things up on. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today. This has been, it's been truly enlightening. I feel like we could talk for hours. It would be very, very easy. So this is the time in the show when I hand the microphone off to you two. And if there's anything that you want to promote or talk about, if you have any events that are coming up or anything that people can kind of get involved with, the floor is yours. Self promo away.
Absolutely. As far as upcoming events, we will be at PAX Unplugged in Philadelphia this year. So I believe that's the first week of December. If you're in the Philly area and enjoy some tabletop adventures, feel free to just take a look for us over there. New York Comic Con is still on the fence. We're still waiting to hear from them. But no matter what, I'll still be there. So you can look for me, whether I'm exhibiting or just attending, I'll be there. Otherwise, everything else is going to be over at our guardiansmh.org. That's where you can find all of our kits. If you're looking to help and assist us in volunteering, applications are there, as well as for ambassadors who are Twitch or streamers just in general who would like to, you know, work with us and help promote everything that we do and we uplift as well. You're more than welcome to apply there. Our new app
yeah, the app
just came out. I don't know how to promote that yet, so I'm gonna toss that to Joe. It literally, everything launched today, so
it did very suddenly this morning. You can head over to if you're on iOS or Android, do a search for the Guardians MH app. It'll pop right up. It's a free app. You'll have full access to mental health resources and all of our digital kits. More features coming soon. As time goes on, we'll be also adding a therapist finder to it as well to uplift that and, you know, make that easier for individuals. And
that's awesome.
Yeah. And follow us for any updates. You can sign up for our newsletter right at the guardiansmh.org website, or follow our Twitter account is our main account right there at guardiansmh. Yeah.
Thanks.
And download the app.
Leave reviews.
Download it. There's only two reviews. Review it. Give.
Please.
Therapist recommendations on there is huge. There are so many people who have sort of built apps and ecosystems that stand as in-betweens. We don't need to name them. They've been in the news as in-betweens. And people have built entire ecosystems based off of standing in between the individual who needs help and the therapist and, you know, kind of controlling that relationship. So the fact that you are, as a nonprofit, putting out an app that will eventually have a therapist finder in it. And obviously with all of the attention to detail that you have shown to everything else you've produced, I can't imagine how superb of a product or experience that is going to be for free.
We just got approval for that too.
It's so wild when you do app approval every year for GCX. We're like, is the app up? It's up. So excited. It's always so exciting. Thank you again for joining me. If you're listening, please check out Guardians MH. Please download the app. If you or someone that you love is looking for a community to connect with about mental health and to share that experience, which is a huge part, not just of getting help, but of healing and the journey of healing and dealing with whatever it is that you have to deal with on a daily basis. Please share this episode with them. Please check out Guardians MH and grow this wonderful community alongside of Matt and Joe and everyone else who works there, because they are doing the kind of things in the gaming space that need to happen, that have been needing to happen for a long time. And it makes my heart super, super happy, because for all of the work that we do with GCX and all the work we do with St. Jude, mental health is a huge personal passion of mine, and I don't have time to devote to it, but you all have taken your incredible time. You've gathered all these volunteers, you've built these resources. And I can't wait to see where you all are at in 5 years, because I feel like you're building the kind of thing that will continue to change people's lives and change the face of mental health as it is approached in gaming. So I'm honored, and I can't wait to look back at this when y'all are getting some kind of award in 2028 or something like that for building all this stuff out. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for having us.
And thank you. If you're watching a video or you're listening to the podcast, please share this podcast with somebody you thought of. You can review it. You can do all the other stuff. I don't really care. I just want to get this help into people's hands. So please share it. And we will talk again next time. Goodbye, everybody.